So welcome to our monthly Diamond Practice Accelerator call for, this is April 2020, and we're here, I'm here to support you. What I usually like to do with these calls is first go around, just share, you know, one celebration, 1 minute or less of a celebration, and then we'll come back around and we'll share like how you need support and how we can all support you. So who wants to start? Since Allie, since you're on my screen, everybody else turned off their videos for some reason, you get to go first.
Okay, cool. I'll just have a quick look at my thing that I've just filled in. So the things I'm celebrating, I have to go back to my email version. The things that I'm celebrating are my ideal client. It didn't get saved, didn't get sent to me. That's annoying. Okay, so my ideal client that has bought the 3 months with me, I had a session with her on Monday, and it was really easy going. It was just heavenly, really.
Nice.
It was no problem at all.
Celebration, yay.
I filled in the form for you, and I sent it, and I thought it would keep it. It usually keeps it.
If you fill out a form for me the morning of an appointment,
I don't have time. But the fact that I don't expect
you did it. Do it but for
the
yourself.
Fact that I've had to fill it in means that it just keeps me thinking about it. Yeah.
Yes.
The other thing was I managed to put a team together for a USANA competition. That started. So that's great.
Good. I saw some of your posts about the gut thing. Is that the gut thing?
That's separate from the gut thing. And I've also started my 28-day gut immunity challenge as well.
Awesome. Congratulations. You've been active. I love seeing you
Thank
in action.
You.
Yay. All right. Who else? Who's next? Annette.
I didn't realize I was still. Okay. Never mind. My big thing this week is I went yesterday and got a chiropractic adjustment.
Oh.
It's finally clearing out my head. Yeah, you can start my video. Because I've been congested lately. So that's like a big win. And now I feel like, well, I can do other things now. So that was good. The other big thing, I can't say, I'll cry right now. So we'll hold that for now.
Okay, we'll hold that till later. Okay. Now you got me anticipating. All right, Lisa.
I am celebrating the client that is doing private coaching with me for the body balance. She extended her package extension, which I was pleased about, and I'm excited to hear the package extensions that Summer will be creating. And I was kind of interested to know how you're doing with all your stuff, because it's like amazing how you've pivoted or changed and adapted to the situation. So kind of wanted to learn, and I'm here to be inspired. So that's it.
We do have a call later. It might be past your bedtime, but I spoke to Charlotte Jacobs last week. We periodically just touch base and check in, and we pivoted our content, our NEPT content call for today, to the content being around the business and pivoting and what we can be doing in this economy to really help grow our businesses and see. Mm-hmm. She's got some worksheets and all that, so that'll be this afternoon.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. And it'll be recorded, so if you can't make it live. Live is good because she's really good at interaction and answering questions and stuff. All right, so Lisa. Okay, so Julie.
So I didn't fill out the form because I wasn't sure I was able to make a call, but I was, so that's good. I am celebrating. I got isn't related necessarily to what I'm doing in my business, but I had a article I wrote on career change, second career nutritionist, published in Thrive Global. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Nice. Congratulations. Yeah. Hopefully you had a link back to your site.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I think in a blog post, I got to get a more.
No matter where you send it to, I'm going to give you guys a hint right here.
Yeah.
If you get to write an article, you always want to link back. If you don't.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. No, I just haven't done it in a way that's super visible yet. I think I got a link to it like buried in a blog post or something on my site. So
you, the link that you sent in the article you wrote goes to a blog post. Is that what you
mean? Uh-huh.
No, I mean, when you write for somebody else and they give you the opportunity to write a bio, you always want to say in that bio, not go to julieoconnor.com. You say why.
And you
hey, I help, like in that particular case, I work with.
You know, they wouldn't let me kind of do the, they said they'll do the link in a bio. They would let me put my website link in my bio.
In your
which
bio.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Just for future reference, if, rather than going directly to your website, you take them to an opt-in for a free gift.
Right. Yep.
That's a better approach because they go there and you say it. You know, for more information and a free, you know, Foods for Anxiety handout, go here.
Yeah. I agree with you. I didn't have that all set up the day I needed to submit it.
Right. So this is what I'm going to give you a hint of. You do a pretty link or you know, you can set pretty link up if you have WordPress, but if you don't, you can just use one of those bit.ly kind of links.
Oh, okay.
And then you redirect it to
a good idea.
Redirect it right now to your main website. And then it's nicer if it's a pretty link, right? Like I have this thing called pretty links on my site. So if I want a shortcut link to anything, I can go send them to drritamarie.com/Julie. Say I wanted to promote something of yours or when I did Annette's thing or other, drritamarie.com/whatever I said was a shortcut for Annette's thing. And then if that changes, you can always change it. So for right now, if you just want to send them to your main website, that's great. But you can always go back in and change that instead of going to your main website to go to some hot offer that you have without having to go back and edit the article.
Good idea. Yeah, I like that. I'll check that out.
Check it out.
I'm not in WordPress, but I'll
see. But there might be something like that. But there's also the like bit.lys. Like when you do
the bit.lys. Yeah.
You can do that or whatever the others are. And you can actually choose a custom ending. You don't have to use their crazy blah, blah, 14.
Right. Yeah. And I did cross link it through my Instagram and I need to do a better job of cross linking it through to my website, but you're right. I think the bit.ly makes more sense and just have a page for an opt-in.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm trying to submit some more. I've been focusing on just trying to use that avenue as a way to get myself out there.
Absolutely. It's a great
and drive traffic to the website, And there's a lot of opportunity right now because content is everything right now. Just so I just feel like, but it's time consuming doing all that and submitting. And
it is.
It's like a nighttime thing for me.
You have to find ways, and that's what I'm working on, ways that aren't as difficult for you. Like for me, speaking is easy. So yeah. I'm actually going to be starting a podcast very soon.
Ooh.
To get that stuff out there because the blog posts take forever to write.
I do.
And you're not getting that much traction from them.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to start doing what comes naturally to me, which is to gab.
You had a podcast, didn't you have a podcast?
We used to do a blog talk radio show.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And it got put on the podcast. And the way we had it set up, it was challenging because we were doing guests and it's live. Blog Talk Radio was live. It wasn't like you can create a whole bunch of content in advance and bulk it and then schedule it out. It was live. So every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether I wanted to or not, I'd have to show up live. And there are some quality problems with that, right? You don't have control. If I'm recording it, I can edit my recording. And if it's video audio only, easy to edit recordings, and then I can keep a really nice structure out there. Mm. And that's what I decided to do. And I do Facebook Lives, and I'm doing that on a regular basis. But you know, it requires lighting and hair combed, and you know that sort of stuff. But I'm still going to be doing that. But I'm going to add the podcast instead of so much on the blog. Because the blog isn't getting much traffic. But the articles on other people's sites is a great idea because that's the exposure. You want to have things coming into your site from external areas versus from your own Instagram or Facebook. It's very different. So it is, it's a great idea. I'm not, I don't mean to discourage you. It's something I want to do more of. Yeah. Good idea. Lisa.
I already went.
Oh, you already went.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. So we got everybody. Cool. Yeah. All right. So we'll go and we'll give everybody some time. What time is it? 12:30. So yeah, we can do about 10 to 12 minutes each. And how can I support you? So we'll start with Allie. I'm going to start my little timer thing.
There we go. That's better. So I found the answers to my questions where I decided what to work on. So the good news about my ideal client that I just wanted to finish saying once I'd found where I'd written it was that I had this session with her on Monday, and she was, this is like 1 week into the 3 month program, and she's already talking about renewing at the same price for 6 to 12 months at $2,997 per 3 months. So that's just amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's really good for reinforcing my value to me, you know? So
I think it's awesome for that. And also for you, like you sit in, I have something to offer. And when you're working with the people who are your ideal client, it's not work, it's fun.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, you have to wire into your nervous system, because you've had so many, like, you know, they're complaining and, you know, they're, and it's not your ideal client. So move on. This is great. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, that's right. One of the problems is it took me 4 hours to write up 2 private clients on Monday. Bonkers. So I need to hone that. But what I thought I'd like to work on today is that I need to focus on the mindset I need to get. So I need to get out of my way and see my true value and mission and get my skills out there with more breakthrough sessions. So I still got to work on the mindset. You know, it's just so ingrained. And so if you don't mind, I'd like to do a little bit more on that, if that's okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's constantly stopping me. But, you know, with this new ideal client, it's just so brilliant. It's a sort of different kettle of fish. It needs to be hardwired into me that I have that value.
That you have that value and that people will pay it and that people will get great benefit. So where do you think that the mindset is stopping you?
Well, whenever I think of having strategy sessions, I feel the tension building up within me. I feel the heart chakra sort of closing up. And my back goes into spasm. I go up, my back is one area that tension goes to, often my broken back. So that goes and gets really painful and knotted.
Yeah.
So that's where that is.
Okay. So when you do that, right? When you say those things, what I feel is like you're going in your head.
Yeah.
About how do I do this and how do I do it right, rather than sinking into your heart on how do I connect with this person and give this person what they need most, whether it's me or not.
Yeah. That was what was amazing on Monday. Because I was expecting her to want me to take her through the living matrix complex report. And instead she said, no, she put that off. She just wanted a spiritual healing session. So I gave her healing.
Oh, nice.
And and we did a grounding, chakra opening, all of that sort of stuff, which was just wonderful for me. And I came out of it thinking, she paid me for that, you know? And since anxiety is one of her things, and this is one of my strengths, yeah, it was gorgeous. And then she was still saying that she wanted to renew, even though we've only had 1 week.
That's awesome. It's awesome. So here's the thing, right? You had a heart connection with her, right? You started out in your head, and she gave you permission to drop into your heart. So now I want you to give yourself permission to drop into your heart. We still need the head. We need to coordinate the heart and the head. But when we lead with the head, am I going to do this right? What does she really need? All that. Drop it. You're an intuitive person. Mm-hmm. So when you're going to do a strategy session, you know, a discovery session, whatever you want to call them, what if you were to just drop into your heart and just ask energetically? You're going to get answers. How can I best serve this person right now? How can I best serve this person right now? And make those strategy sessions fun. How do I make this strategy session a win-win? That might be another, right? Because this session you had with her the other day was a win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? How do I connect deeply with this person who's in front of me and help them to determine what's the best next course of action for them? And with the understanding, it may not be you. You may not feel a connection with them and you may feel like somebody else is going to be able to serve them better. Right? Yeah. Because you got to protect your energy.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're doing that when you do these strategy sessions. Just the fact that tight here, closed heart chakra, right? It's all this, right? And what if you could just be Allie, Dr. Allie, the brilliant, heart-centered, connected, empathic, empathetic person that can serve these people, the right people, the ideal clients. And what if you went into these sessions thinking that you were interviewing them to find out if they're an ideal client so that if they are, I'll make them an offer. And if they're not, I will wish them well and send them on their way. Is that a different perspective?
Yeah.
You're screening them. They're not screening you.
Yeah.
You want to determine if they're the right one for you. Kind of like a dating site.
And that's where that different, your recent questionnaire you were telling us about that led you to have just 8 strategy sessions with 100% success rate.
Yeah, I got to get that out. I meant to send that to you guys. I'll send it to you.
That type of question.
Somebody's in our call.
Okay,
Jorge.
Jorge. Oh, Jorge. Hi, Jorge.
Okay. Hi.
Okay.
Yay. Good to see you.
Sorry, I was scared. I thought somebody has hacked in.
Yes. Good. I'm glad you're here. We're going around. I'll come to you next to share a success, and then we're going around and doing like support. So Allie's on her getting support right now. So we'll come to you as soon as she's done, which would be in about 6 minutes.
Yeah. So that questionnaire, so that you're really selecting the people that you're spending the time with, means you can spend more time with those people. Yes. Because you're not wasting time with the tire kickers.
Right. They have to apply to be able to get a strategy session.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can screen them before they get there. And then you have further screening once they get there. Yeah. But it does, it stops wasting your time. I didn't mind doing free sessions. I won't do free sessions on a regular basis, but this was very selective and it obviously paid off for me to do those free sessions.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So sit with that right now. Sit with connecting from a heart level. You have lots of people who are potentials for those strategy sessions. What if you were to reach out to them and say, I had such a flood. I'm sorry it took me so long to get back to you. I've had such a flood of requests. What I'd love for you to do is just fill out this short questionnaire. And that will help us to hone in. And if they're not qualified, you know, because I want to make sure that we're a good fit for getting together. Something like that. And when they come on the call wanting to impress you, it's a whole different ballgame. When they're like, oh, I'm nervous. I want you to select me.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Right? Yeah. And you can focus it that way. You write out, I had hundreds of applicants. Some people wanting to sign up for sessions or that I met, and I can't take them all. I have opening in my calendar for X number over the next 3 months. And so I would love for you to fill out this form and let me know, you know, what you're looking for. And then if it's a good fit, we'll set up a strategy session. And if not, I will send you to a resource that I think will make sense for you. Right? And what if you can only talk to, you know, 10 of them and get 5 of them to say yes? Wouldn't that be nice?
It would.
Versus 100 of them and get 5 to say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So breathe. And I want you to put your hand over your heart. And then think about, yeah, on your back too, right? You intuitively knew to do that. So I want you to think about doing a strategy session, a discovery session with somebody who is your ideal client. They want help. You're the one that can help them. You get on that session and there's rapport. You're like, yeah, I want to work with this person. And they're feeling the same. And lock that into your body. Lock that into those two places that are tightening up now when you're thinking about those sessions. And when you're ready, and you can do this, if you just think of a word and say a word out loud that can anchor you to that feeling. So that if you're getting ready to contact these people, or you have people that you're scheduled to get on with, that you can say that word and instantly bring back this feeling.
Breakthrough.
Okay. Breakthrough. So as you look at that and you get some of these scheduled, I want you to say that word before you get on the phone with these people. And remember that you're going to connect from your heart. And you're going to be able to share with them what you feel like they need for their next step. And it may or may not be you. And you're okay with that because your mission is to help. Yeah. But when you do the screening properly, most of them are going to be a good match. Okay? Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Perfect timing too. Okay. So we haven't seen you in forever, Jorge. So where are you at right now? We're going to do like 1 minute check-in and then we'll come back around in turn for really digging into how we can best help you. So give us a snapshot of where you are right now and what kind of things you have to celebrate and what kind of things you have to be nervous about.
I don't know. It's right now it's hard time to say to celebrate something, especially since at least I would say worldwide, everything has gone down. I mean, at least my consult went from seeing 120 people to just maybe 30 in a month. So I guess that the only celebration that I can see is that we have to be like the phoenix bird. The phoenix bird will, from time to time, just consume itself into nothing. Mm. And then rebirth to fly higher and be stronger than ever. So I guess that until today that I got to start thinking about that point, that sometimes we have to like the phoenix bird and we have to maybe start all over again.
Right. Yeah.
And that was something that kept me down for a couple of weeks, thinking that it felt like 2009, like it was the beginning again.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting because I think we do need to make new beginnings. Like we have to look and go, what worked, and only take the things that work forward. And for you, you've been so busy for so long that you haven't had the schedule, the time to work on what you signed up 2 years ago to work with us here. Yeah. And haven't had the time to do that, to rebuild yourself in a way that wasn't consuming you so much. So I would say the celebration is having more time and let's get going. Let's get on the schedule. Let's get, you know, our one-on-ones going so that I can help you and see where you're at and how can we get you in this, what I'm calling the new model of practicing in healthcare, right? It's something I've been doing myself for like the last 8 years or 10 years, but I think now everybody's kind of going to be forced to be doing it.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. And so, okay, let's get ahead of the curve, right? Let's keep you ahead of the curve. You have some time now. You've dropped from 120 to 30. That's a huge amount of time that you've freed up. And yes, some of that should go to sleep and spending time with your family and having meals and, you know, all those self-care things that have been like pushed aside because of your such your busy schedule.
Yes.
But also, let's look at building this so that you rise out of the ashes, like phenomenally triumphant.
Sure.
Great. Yeah. So I think there is some celebration there from my perspective, right? And we'll get you. I saw you at a, I keep sending you a link. It doesn't work. I'm going to give you, I'm going to have you send an email to me directly.
Okay. Yes.
RitaMarie@drritamarie.com. And when you send there, just say you want to set up and I'll send you the direct link to my calendar, or I'll look at my calendar, or we can hop on a quick
Sure, because I have tried sending emails. I don't know what happens, that it just, they never get through.
All right, so do me a favor and send that on, I think you got through on Facebook Messenger to me. Write to me on Facebook Messenger. Did you get my messages back?
Yes.
Okay, and then we can just have a little, we can even have a quick chat or whatever. And I'll look at my calendar and we'll figure out a time.
Okay, I guess if you give me permission to do it that way, it will be faster. I'm the kind of person that I don't like to, I don't know, if I see Facebook as your free time, not as your job
time.
You
use WhatsApp. You use WhatsApp, right?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, so add me on WhatsApp. I'm going to give you my number. Add me on WhatsApp because that's an easy back and forth and we can figure out a time that way.
Excellent.
Yep. Anybody else wants to add me on WhatsApp? It's 512-507-6063. And the other option is Voxer. I have all these ways I communicate with people. Do you ever use Voxer? If you're not used to it, then just let's use WhatsApp because I use both.
Sure.
I'm just the chameleon. I can use whatever. I'm a tech hack. I just go in there and whatever anybody uses. So I have all these different ways that people can, some text, some WhatsApp, some Voxer, some Facebook Messenger, but those are all ways that you can get to me.
Excellent.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, good. Okay. So we'll move on and then we'll come back to you because I want to get more in depth. So who was next? Who's next? Do I just pick people?
I think I was after Allison the first go around.
Okay, good.
So what the other thing that I said was positive that I couldn't talk about, I'll try to get through.
Okay.
Samantha's first night in ICU, we had a great nurse and I sent her a gift card now for COVID because she's working with COVID people and we're communicating back and forth. So that's why I was like, so we're chatting in Facebook right now.
That's great.
So
yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, I can see where that's emotional.
So we're talking about, she was a big coffee drinker. And one day I was sitting in ICU, like the second or third day, and she left for the day because I said goodbye to her. And then she was back with a tray of Starbucks. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm giving coffee to all my people that came on shift. So I sent her a Starbucks gift card. And I wrote her a card. Said, I remembered that. And she's like, I can't believe you remembered it. And I'm like, well, okay. So that's what this else is going on. The gift card, she gave us the wrong address. FedEx has been amazing. They've been calling me, staying in touch with me, making sure that it got to her.
Oh, sweet.
So anyway, that was the other thing.
A good celebration. That's a good celebration.
Yeah. Right? It feels good. Pretty much the same boat where I was Saturday. So, you know, we can just getting things going again.
Okay. And are you having trouble? Are you having a little bit more motivation was the issue we were working on? So
motivation, and things were really, really, really tight in my back like I was having some shortness of breath, which I thought was allergies. And when she crunched my back yesterday, really up under the right shoulder blade, just, I mean, like you heard all kinds of bones go, things have loosened.
I love that sound. I love that sound, at least from this side of it. I'm not crazy about it when I'm on the table, but when I can go crunch, crunch, and
it's a good sound. So that I know has also, like this morning, I finally felt I was getting motivated to do things again. So
good. Yeah. All right. So we talked the other day, and I want to just make sure we're on the same page, that you were going to just shift the focus from just working with parents of type 1 diabetics, mm-hmm. you know, in general, because your passion is really preventing them from becoming parents of type 1 diabetics, right? The early signs, and then also the type 2s that then become type 1s.
Right.
And the type 1s that when they, yeah. So I think that that's such a really powerful platform for you. So,
yeah.
All right. Cool. What's one thing you're going to do towards that right now?
Go around and I'll come up with some, I'll ponder it.
Okay. All right. Good.
Okay.
Good. I want you to have action because you're, and I want you to have a deadline too, because that's how
okay. I need those.
I know.
Thank you.
Okay. Who is next? Was it Lisa?
I'd like to follow up on Allison's, the strategy sessions, because we have a bunch of strategy sessions coming up next week for the sweet spot people. And I would like, help with, or, you know, you said people would apply. So what about some screening questions to ask people? So if you're, you know, figuring out if they should even have a strategy session. So that's something separate. And then for the strategy sessions themselves, do you have a script? I have a kind of a template that I use that kind of prompts me. I mean, of course, you know, the sessions always go how they go. But I also have some questions that I always have just to help keep me focused, because it's a short period of time. It's only 60 minutes. And, you know, I just want to make sure I hit a lot of bases. So I don't know if you have a script or something that you can suggest.
I don't have a script per se, but I was just thinking of this. Actually, you read my mind right before I fell asleep last night, was that I wanted to make a little video for you guys as you're heading into those sessions on how I envision them going. And of course you'll adapt it to yourself, but these are paid sessions, right? They paid $97 for these sessions. So there has to be value that we give. And in general, like some, like the screening sessions that I did for my program, it was not like they didn't pay for it and they weren't going to get value. I was just going to get to know them and screen to see if we were a good fit. I already told them what the program was. This is a little different because this is, I hate to use the phrase, but it's kind of like a bait and switch. It's not really, but that's how people perceive it if you don't do it right. Right. We are offering them a strategy session. And if they're a good candidate for one of our programs, then we're going to offer that to them. But I always go into those sessions, whether they're free or paid, for that kind of session, with the idea of, first of all, hey, I'm so excited to meet you. And I've read some about you. I've read some of your health challenges and all, but in your own words, like if you know, this, because this is, they signed up for Sweet Spot, so you can use this, you know, for this, it's a Sweet Spot, and this session is ultimately successful for you. What kind of changes do you want to see? What do you want to see at the end of this, whatever, 2 month period, 3 month period? And that gets them started into dreaming. And they want to go into, I wake up every morning and I'm exhausted and this hurts and that hurts. And just like pivoting it back to, I get it and I'm here to support you. But I want to just see what that dream is. What would your life be like? And then you take notes on that, right? Well, they say, well, you know, I haven't been able to, this one always comes to my mind because this was one of the people I did. I want to be able to play the piano again. And my fingers are so painful and I'm so exhausted that I just walk past that piano and I want to do that. Or I want to hike up a mountain and carry my camera gear. Again, a real life one. I want to be able to carry my camera gear because we're going on this hike and I want to be able to take pictures with my amazing lenses from up at the top of this mountain. Right? What is it that turns them on, that juices them, right? That they're not being able to do right now? Because the goal at the beginning is to create a gap. Then you go to, okay, so tell me about, you know, I see on your form that you XYZ, that you're having this, tell me a little bit more about that. And then you ask all your, you know, your clinical kind of questions, your clarifying questions to understand, right? So those are the kind of things, like, you know, if it's like, oh, every time I eat, my stomach hurts, right? How long after? Where is it located? You know, you ask all the standard questions, right? And then I always give them a couple of tips throughout. So these guys are going into sweet spot. So it's like, okay, so, you know, as you're starting, they may have already have questions. I've been testing my glucose and it's all over the map. So you've got to address some of those questions, but assure them that there's more, right? That you can't cover everything in this one session. So that's kind of the flow that I do. And then I always give them, I'm looking at your diet. I think we have the food frequency things on there, right? Like, how often do you eat? What are the three best foods you eat in a week? Three worst. Mm-hmm. So those are great. Those are great conversation starters, right? Mm-hmm. Because you know right away by looking at their best foods and their worst foods where they are on the platform of healthy lifestyle. Yeah. My best foods are, you know, whole wheat bread with natural peanut butter and natural jam. Okay. We know that they're not very educated about some of the things that they need to know. But if they say their worst foods are almond butter and dates, you're like, okay, they're on the right track. They're not eating Snickers, right? But there's some things that are affecting their blood sugar. So those questions are really great. So I like to address that. And then you want to focus on, because it's for the sweet spot, you want to focus on how things that you're seeing in their history and from what you're speaking to them are going to, they're going to need to focus on as they go through. Right. So that's the way I approach it. And then my offer is always, you know, I'm seeding my offer throughout. I'll say, wow, you know, it sounds like it would be really helpful. If I were working with you on a long-term basis, I'd want to order a hemoglobin A1C and a homocysteine and that because of your history of XYZ. So you talk about what you would be doing with them if you were working with them long-term. And, you know, I would probably want to run an oat test on you based on your history of this, that, or the other thing, whatever it might be. Give them a few things to get them started. And then you feel out the time. They say, look, usually if you position it right, by the end they're going, well, how do I continue to work with you? That would be awesome. It sounds like it would be great to continue to work with them, you. Then you offer them one of the options that you think is the best option for working together. If they don't, then you say, it's been awesome talking to you and I'd love to continue to work with you and I'd love to continue to support you in order to be able to play the piano again. And here's some of the things that I most see getting in the way, blah, blah, blah. And so it would it be okay if I share with you a couple of options for us to work together?
And you create the gap in the beginning or?
Yeah, I create the gap right at the beginning. It's like, okay, so you ask them where they want to be, you ask them where they're at, like, whoa, and they're going to see it. It's like just you asking the question. So you say, okay, so what you really want to be doing is climbing up that mountain, you know, with the back, all the equipment on your back. And right now you barely make it to noon before falling apart because you're exhausted. Did I get that right? Yeah, and it's so painful, and it's so this and whatever. So that's where you're creating the gap. Then they're really clearly seeing, I want to be here, and I'm here. And then you transition to, well, there are some things that I'm seeing in your form that I think I can support you and help you with. So let me give you some ideas. The other thing is, because they're in sweet spot, you say, wow, you're sure in the right place. You reinforce, you are sure in the right place with the sweet spot because it's going to help you to get your blood sugar balanced and it's going to help you to support your energy production and blah, blah, blah. So you support that they have made a great decision to do the program, right? And then you talk to them about some of the things that you think that they should focus on right from the beginning in the program, right? And then some things outside the scope of the program. So you start to give them like, because you don't want them to feel like, oh God, I made this big mistake. I got in this program, but what I really need is this. You go, wow. So one of the resources you're going to get to if they're a stress maniac, one of the resources that's going to be shared really soon is some really great strategies for transforming your stress. And I want you to pay really close attention to that. Are you taking whatever the supplements are? Because they've already been invited to do that. And if you see others, there's probably some other supplements like this, that, or the other. You can bring up the gluten-free or the allergy elimination, whatever it is that you feel based on what your, you know, your clinical judgment of where they're at, that's in the program. You give them some tips as to using that from within what they already have. So they don't feel like, oh, I feel like I didn't, you know, I just need to spend more money. No, you can, and then you get them excited about the extra potential. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And yep, I believe thanks. It may not apply for these sessions, but I did put, actually one of them was a really good one. I did give Angelica the link to the session I had with the one person that I had this appointment with to talk about it, but I didn't, he was like one of the last ones because I didn't really, based on his forum, but there was something that he said in there that made me think he was potential. And so there was it was a lot longer of a call. Some of them were like 15 minutes and like, where do I sign? I take their credit card and we were done. Whereas him, it went longer because there was a lot more and I gave him a lot more. And that would be much more because he's been in sweet spot before. And I give him strategies that's what helped him to say, oh my God, I need to work with you. I definitely want to work with you. How can we do this? And he was the only payment plan that we did. So if you haven't already seen that, ask Angelica for that link because I did give it to her.
Okay. We'll do. So I've got them next week and I just wanted to prepare.
Yeah. Well, clearly you're doing a good job because this other person wanted to renew with you. So.
Thanks. But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, get my head around it because the sessions, I just also wanted to look at the sales page and see what their expectations are and what they've signed up for. So I make sure that I meet their expectations.
Yeah. What they signed up for this. Yeah. So Angelica could give you the link to that. I don't remember it off the top of my head. Oh, I think it's just like drritamarie.com/.
It's okay. I'll get it.
Something.
Yeah. I'll get it from, I'm going to chat to Annette as well next week and then just see. But yeah, it's good to always reconnect them to the Sweet Spot program. That's good to remember to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Reconnect them because there's tons of resources for them in there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, but it's that deeper, like that, you know, within the Sweet Spot, you don't really do, we don't go through their labs, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're feeling like they needed labs, you could talk to them about that. If they have a longstanding problem that, you, based on what they're telling you, you really think they need, you know, to do a Dutch test or something.
Yeah.
Then it's talking.
Yeah, well, one of the ladies has red flags already. I mean, the cholesterol is over 400. Like, you know, so anyway,
she's going to need more in-depth work, right? Yeah. So it's just getting her to feel comfortable with you that you could handle it. You know, that you've done this kind of thing before. Yeah.
Great. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
As a follow-up to Lisa, where are you guys usually, if you're recommending labs or Dutch, I mean, Dutch is an obvious one, but are you going to a particular place for labs for Sweet Spot, or is everybody just doing individual?
Well, it's, you know, we recommend, we always tell them, you know, go to your doctor. If your doctor won't run it, here's a place. I have an arrangement with Allen Hopkins. So I send them to this link, runmylabs.com. Updating that. I've got to work on that over the weekend. Angelica and I've been talking about that all week. Is I've got to get my packages to be more succinct and easy to follow because it's just, they went to my direct labs page and they just copied them over and we never got to fix it up. But you can also get an account with them. So just go to runmylabs.com and then click on the affiliate button from there. And then they'll know that you're associated with me and they'll set you up with your own affiliate account with them. And then you can get, they pay like 20% so of people's labs. Not all of them, some of them, they don't have that much of a markup, but you get 20% when you send people there for labs. For Dutch, same thing, Precision Analytics.
Right.
Analyticals, and then tell them that you're with us and they will, you know, because they go through a process if you're not a licensed practitioner already. If you're not a, you know, MDDC, whatever, like Allie doesn't have to go through us to get that. But if you don't have that, they will check in with us and say, hey, Julie O'Connor just applied to be a practitioner. Is she okay? And then we say yes. Sometimes there's people in our program who never show up for calls. I don't know their skills from a hole in the wall. And I don't know if they would. We would reach out to them and say, hey, you applied for this, but you got to start coming to calls so I know that you know how to interpret these tests.
Right. Well, and I know through the clinic I'm in one day a week, they use a couple different providers there. But I end up sending, if it's my own client, I end up sending them to the naturopath there. They run the labs or they can draw blood or do whatnot there. Mm-hmm. But the Dutch test, I think that's an easy one with Precision Analytics, but I'll go to run my labs because I'd like to have
Blood. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the blood is run my labs. The Dutch, right. If you set up an account with them, they used to, hopefully they still do. They'll give you the first five tests. You just buy kits, five test kits for $125 each.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty good.
Sell it to people at the regular price. You made a little profit there, which covers, you know, your time and interpretation. But I always say, if you're going to be offering a lab, you have to offer they don't just get the lab and then you interpret it for free. Yeah. It'd be kind of bad business practice, right?
Right. So
what we're going to be offering is packages where we have a lab plus the interpretation session. And a lab plus an interpretation session is a great way to do an enrollment conversation because now you know what's wrong with them. It's in black and white. And here's some steps you can do right away. But you know what I would do if we were working together, I would follow up with this. I would have you this. I would have you that. We can tailor the dosages based on how you react. I mean, there's just so many ways that you can get people's attention.
Yeah, that is. Well, and I don't know if I was next. I feel like I'm going into my... straight into mine.
No, you were, unless Lisa was finished.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So you're next, and then we'll do Jorge.
Okay. So Lisa, are you done? Sounds like she's done. Okay.
Lisa, were we done? I know.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah.
You're
sorry,
welcome.
I couldn't unmute.
Sorry, okay. I just wanted to make sure you didn't have follow-ups.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the kind of thing when you're set up and you can do labs. I know that Tony's used those very successfully. She'll sell a $150 package that they give her their blood chem labs. She runs it through the blood chem software. They get a report, and then she uses that as a, hey, this is how I can help you. And then she
says, yeah, and I really like that approach, and I was thinking about doing the same thing. I looked at, I kind of did a test run of Optimal DX software.
Yep. Where you have access to that for free, unless you for free to test it out through us. So you should already have an account with them.
Well, Optimal DX, yeah, I reached out to Dr. Weatherby. He was an alumni at the school I'm at. So I went back and forth with him. And I mean, I love the visual of that one with the red, green, blue, or red, green, yellow. And so I really like that one. And I thought, well, if I could use that as my lead in, I've got a guy right now who has done some testing through his doctor. He sent him to me, but they didn't run half the stuff he needed. So I'd love to run him through Optimal DX, but I've got to get him to go do another blood test. And I wasn't sure where I could go through my local, but then I'm like, well, maybe I'll just have his doctor do it. And then I'll get
A lot of people, it's covered by their insurance. So they'd
His would be, but
if
for
it's them, not then, but it costs them a fortune if not.
For those that aren't, I'd like to have a place to send them and
go to runmylabs.com, sign up there as an affiliate and tell them that you're with us.
Perfect. So Rita Marie, tell me about your Optimal DX again.
I've been a member of that since they started it. I pay a flat fee. I got grandfathered into whatever. It's a lowish. I think it's like $65 a month, and I get to do unlimited labs. So I reached out to them and I said, we have this school. Is there any way that I could get some? Because I had two accounts on there, and they said, well, one's for if you had a multi-doctor practice. I said, well, is there any way that I could let my people use that for all the people in NEPT to be able to share that account while they're going through because you're not going to have a lot of traffic to make it worthwhile for $65 a month.
Right. Yeah, you wanted to charge me $75 a month.
$75 a month, and you don't have the traffic to warrant that. So he said he went even better. He gave everybody an ID that they can log into. Optimal DX, but it's all shared. Like the data bank is shared within my second account.
I gotcha.
So you'd have to put the people's, what we have people do is put their initials at the end of their person's name. So we know who it's, or at the beginning or whatever. So say, you know, J-O and then dash the person's first and last name, right?
Right.
So that you could see, we could see that that's Julie's or Jorge's or whoever. So you should already have access to that.
Okay.
If you, and you should have gotten a notice when you first joined. So if you go to Optimal DX and is it endocrinology? That's the login. No. You log into yourself. They actually were setting up everybody's.
Yeah. I have a login on my own, but I probably have to log into yours, right?
Well, if you have your own login, you're going to get charged $75 a month.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about this is if you are setting it up for clients and you're going to continue it, you can't move them. You'd have to export and, you know, put their data in again once you start paying for it. So you have to make that decision up front. Are you going to use it enough to, you know, warrant?
Well, how would I log in through your platform?
Well, there, you should have an ID that's the it's supposed to be the same user ID and password that you use for any PT.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. You know, I have to find out who's handling that. Lynn was handling it and you came on last year when Lynn was still on our team doing that. So she should have had you all set up, but I don't know for sure if that's happened. So I have to find out from her who her contact is there.
I can just reach out to her because I don't recall getting anything about Optimal DX, but that doesn't mean I didn't. So
it might be buried in your inbox from
Julie. Try logging in to Optimal DX with whatever login info you use for INE.
I just did, and it wants to, it's not recognizing me.
That's how we had them originally set up. It's like we gave them the name of everybody and their user ID and password for INE, and they just set it up.
It's the same for INE. Yeah, it says invalid. So I think I just need to reset it up.
And I recall something is, see if it takes your user, your email address, the same one that you use for INE, and then do a lost password and see.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to do. So I'll see. Okay. All right. I'll take a look at it. If not, I'll reach out to Lynn.
Yeah.
Oh, it says I
like that's one of our processes it. When somebody joins is to send that information over to. And she might be.
Yeah, it says my account doesn't exist. So I guess I'm not set up on it.
Not set up. Okay. Yeah. Reach out to Lynn and find out what
the
story is with that. All right.
That's great. I'm glad I brought that up.
Yeah. But know that you can't pull them. Like if you build up a huge database of people, you can't just move them out. You
have I haven't built anything up. I tested the software and that was all I did.
But I'm saying with ours, like you're going to want your own account once you start to build it.
Right.
But if you put people in while you're still a student, you are going to have to.
It's time consuming to put all the numbers in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not so time consuming as $75 over a course of a year than to hire somebody, you know, at $15 an hour.
Yeah.
Here, I want you to move these over to here and they do the data entry because that's the easy part.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right now, I mean, I'm just kind of getting onesie twosie people here and there. So,
yeah. And that's what most people have that are using it. And you don't have to pay at all, right? It's
right.
Part of the program until you graduate. And then once people graduate, then they no longer get it.
Got it.
They got to get their own accounts.
Sounds good.
All right. And Annette, would you share, there was something else that you found that was running that report.
It was Evexia, E-V-E-X-I-A. They'll set up the account. It's like $250 to set it up. And then it's $50 a year subscription. The limitations on them is you can... So like we go in and we can hand enter whatever lab somebody gets blood work from. I can go into Dick and Weatherby's software and I can enter Quest. I can enter LabCorp. I can enter whoever. On Evexia, they're only set up to link directly from LabCorp. So if you have LabCorp blood work done, you can have it set up so it automatically uploads.
You can't manually enter.
I cannot, but if I have Quest blood work for $5, I send the blood work to Avexia and a $5 fee, and then they will manually upload the Quest. And it pretty much, you saw it, it's very identical to Dick and Weatherby's reports. Yeah.
So basically,
there used to be a connection there somewhere.
Yeah, they have it sounds like they have they have an unlimited account there, and then they're putting it into their database, and then they're giving you the report.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I cannot, and I can't, if I had, I couldn't take my lab from Quest and sit and hand enter it.
No, like, but you can give it to them for $5 to do it. I'd rather pay them $5 than to hand enter it myself.
Yeah.
That's like a no-brainer.
And of course, you can pass that $5 on too. And you can order, you can do blood work straight through them. They have a doctor that writes in every state. So that all can be done there with them. And you can set up patient pay. So instead of me having to collect the money and then doing it, they'll do all that directly.
All right. I think I looked at that, and then they wanted my license number and my UPIN number, and I'm like, I don't know what those things are, and I'll do this another day, and I never went back.
Because you went in as a licensed practitioner. I went in as just, like a non-licensed person. Yeah. Health coach. And
so then, that's worth looking at. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And the woman I spoke to is super nice. And before I even signed up, she sent me 8 lessons of blood chemistry training and a whole bunch of other trainings they do. Wow. They will set up a trial account for you so that you can go in and play around and see what the site's like. They were really helpful.
All right. That's definitely a good resource.
So
yeah, thank you.
Like I said, there's just a few things that are different.
All right.
And they do sell their own product line, which is, it's either Doctor's Dad. I think it's Designs for Health. They've relabeled it.
They private labeled it. Those products.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they'll run their product line for free.
Oh, through the thing. Right. Yeah.
Right. But if you want to run one of the other product lines, there's a small charge on that too.
Oh, they'll even do that. Oh. I've never used that part of the Weatherby software where you can.
Oh, I do all the time. I do for Samantha and me. I run those.
I have to look at that.
It's a cheat. I mean, it just gives me.
You don't necessarily use it, but you get an idea of what, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also, for me, anytime there's something like that, it's always a validation. I go through it and I come up with something. And if theirs is similar, then I feel like, okay, I could kind of trust it. But if it's way off, then I'm like, are they trying to sell supplements? That's always my hesitation with things that are involved like that, where is this real, or did they set up the algorithm to sell as many supplements as they can?
On Weatherby's, I know biotic research products really well.
Yeah.
From personal use and from working at the chiropractor's office. So I'm real comfortable recommending biotics. So I will run biotics, and because I know them, I know whether it's a legit offer or not,
right.
If it should be suggested. And I have found Weatherby's to be pretty dead on.
Well,
he's not set up to sell.
He's not set up to sell, exactly. So yeah, you can trust that.
Yeah.
Cool. So. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So Jorge.
Yes.
How can we help you?
I guess after all this, I call it mess. I just have seen that I cannot keep doing what I have been doing, because at least the type of patient that I'm seeing right now, most of them, at least the 70% of them got kind of lost. Most of them didn't want even to do it online.
Oh, So you reached out to them, the ones that were coming in?
Sure.
And they didn't want to do
it online. I offered them to do it online.
Yeah.
And some of them were like, I will kill you. I will keep in touch with you after this passes. The thing is that I have to keep paying the rent and I have to keep paying everything for the...
For the clinic,
yeah.
Yeah. Jorge, can you just briefly, like in a quick sentence, tell me what you do? I haven't met you before, so I just was curious what you do.
I am a nutritionist.
Oh, okay.
So I have my small clinic and a small gym. I see it around 100, 120 people per month.
That's a lot. That's awesome.
The thing is that I don't charge that much.
Okay. Yeah.
But if you ask me, how do you compare to other people in Mexico? I am in the middle of the price. I am not on top. Most of the people that are on top are people that either they see movie stars or they see people that work at the TV or got the upper class, the high upper class. So the price that I charge is not that high and it's not low. The thing is that in order to get enough flow, I have to see what that many people, if you call it that way. And I see them once a month.
You see everybody once a month?
Most of the people, most of the practitioners here in Mexico see most of the patients once a week or once every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And why do you do once a month? Is it because you're more efficient that you don't need to see them that often, or is it trying to protect their pocketbooks?
I guess that the last one.
Okay.
All right. Try to protect it. Because most of the people I see, they see it this way. If I go with X practitioner, I'm gonna see him or her twice in a month. And they're gonna charge me half. And if they come with me, they're gonna pay the same, but just in one session.
So the other people are, so say it costs somebody $35 for a visit. Is that about somewhere around that range? What would you say is a visit with you, your once a month visit? How much do you charge? You gotta figure out the pesos versus the...
The thing is that in the last 2 months, let's say I'm gonna put what I win in pesos, $2, 2 months in February and now, 2 months ago, I was charging around $47.
Okay.
Right now with the exchange.
Oh, with the exchange, yeah.
$38.
Okay. And are you saying that these other folks who see them twice a month are charging them $38 for the twice?
No, are charging them around $20.
Yeah. Per visit.
Per visit.
So you have to be able to really show how you stand out and how your results are better so that it's worth more, correct?
Yes. And the thing is that I usually give them more. I gave them at least 3 weeks of any question you have on WhatsApp. We can keep moving forward. I also give them if their diet needs to be changed every week, I will give them the solution. Okay, I'm gonna give you your diet for first week, second week, third week.
Okay, so even though you're only seeing them the one time, you're putting a lot of time and effort into giving them support for a whole month.
Yes, actually, every visit is around 1 hour. So that's why I get to a point that I can only see so many people.
Yeah, well, if you're giving them diet exchange in between, You've got to work. You got to hustle your butt off to make a living.
Yes, and that's what I realize right now, that I cannot keep doing the same. Mm-hmm. That if I want to rebuild this, I have to see a different market and offer something.
Something different.
Different. The thing is that what I'm hearing all of you is that the way that you try to catch your client.
Mm-hmm.
I have read all the books that say that you have to charge more and that you're going to get the kind of client that you're looking for. The thing is that if I do that right, if I had to do that in the past, I will have lost what I have lost today.
Yeah, I see that. And you can't just make that. Yeah, you can read about charging what you're worth, but you can't just go from charging this to charging twice that in one fell swoop. You do lose people, right?
Yeah.
And it also has to look at the market and look at the country and, you know, where it's at. Like in LA versus Sioux City, Iowa, there's going to be very different amounts that you can charge people. It's just the way it goes, right? And so, you know, in Mexico, it's going to be different too. So maybe there's a big, you know, affluent area in Mexico where you could charge more, whereas yours is not. But now what I'm thinking is that if you can, right now, you can only see these people in your office, right? Now, like before this whole quarantine thing, right? You're seeing just people in your office. So yep. You're limited to your locale. You're limited to the people who are, you know, within a certain diameter of where you're located. Whereas if we get you set up to do long distance one-on-ones and group, then you can attract people from wider areas.
Actually, I have done online. The thing is that for those, I end up charging less. The thing is that that's the way the market is in Mexico. So I see as my biggest mistake is keep thinking about Mexico.
Exactly. Right. Now you speak fluent English, but you're going to more likely attract people who are Spanish speaking, but where does Spanish speaking live? Right. There's all over. There's people all over the country, all over the US that speak Spanish.
That's a market I have been thinking about. The thing is that, for example, let's go back to my country. It's $30 right now in Mexico. It's around 900 pesos.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are not willing to pay that online. And for example, for someone in the States, for some people, $35 isn't that much.
Right, right. That's what I was going to say. Somebody in the States, you know, we go, oh, it's $35 for an hour of nutrition counseling. Sign me up, right? Because that's like a bargain, right? So I think there's, and we'll get on, let's set up some of our, you know, our calls and our VIP calls. And so we can map this out. But what I want you to think about is, what you're doing one-on-one with people, is there a lot of repetition? Could there be synergy in having like a small group of six people on one session?
I guess that the main problem is me.
Okay. So we got to get the head, your mindset.
Sure. It's like if you have an hour and in that hour, instead of charging, I don't know, every person, let's keep that $35. Instead of charging every person $35, you charge them $20. But instead of seeing one person, you're seeing five.
Right. There's over $100 there, right?
Yeah.
Right. So it makes more for you.
At the same time.
And here's the thing. This is the beauty of doing the groups. We had a group. I have my Energy Recharge Inner Circle. Some of you have been coaches in there. And we had a group call this morning, and there were like eight people on it. And there were so many things that everybody, I helped each person with what they needed. And the synergy of the group and what they learned and the connection between the people and the support there was phenomenal, right? It was way better than if I had met with each one of those people 10 minutes, you know, or an hour even, right? So there's some advantages there, and we just need to position it and, you know, describe it in such a way that people see, wow, it's so much inexpensive. And, oh, I'm going to learn from all these other people. People ask the question that they may have had, they didn't even know they had. So you can have content that takes, I'm sure you have handouts and things you give people diet-wise, whatnot, that you can actually use that and everybody gets it. So they sign up for some length of time. They sign up for a group, and the group meets once every week or two or three, whatever you think is needed or for. And you're going to be providing a framework. And maybe you do one one-on-one call at the beginning of that to get to know each person. I'm doing that right now, and I'm actually starting that group this afternoon, right after, oh no, tomorrow afternoon, where I got 8 people to sign up, and they're going to do, they get 2 one-on-ones with me, and they get 4 group coaching calls with me, and then they're going to get assigned to another coach. And I get to know them really well. And then on the group calls, I can help each person. Similar to this, right? You're learning from each person that shares. And this is, of course, a business perspective, but the same thing applies for health.
Actually, that's what I'm doing in Facebook right now. It's called House Challenge.
House Challenge? Tell me about that.
It's, I'm giving them, everyone has their diet because they feel down the it's called Historia Clinica. Historia Clinica is history. Their report.
Health history, health history, yeah.
The health history, yeah, sure, like that. And then I'm giving them exercises, group exercises with videos. And also I'm giving them, yesterday I gave 30 minutes live call in Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we will have another house call in another 2 weeks.
Nice.
And for that, I'm charging around $27.
Which is a great deal. Right. And yeah,
which I guess that the person that is helping me with social media is like, it's a good deal. The thing is that compared to what I was receiving,
it's not a good deal for you. It's a good deal for them.
Yeah.
Right. We have to make it so that it's a good deal for you too.
Yeah.
I have what I call the Lost Leaders, you know, a program that I'm going to sell at a lower price as an entry point, and then what's the next step? So you have to be always thinking about when you get somebody in for $27, what's the next step? Last year and the year before, I did a 2-day live event online though, not live, but online. So my overhead was practically nothing. I charged $47 for each person to attend it. And once they were there, I gave them 2 days of great value. They loved it. They thought it was amazing. And I made an offer for them to join my year-long program. And so these people who came in at $47 now have the opportunity to pay $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 to work with us for a whole year.
Okay.
So these kinds of things, when you do at a low price and they see you and they see you and they see you, you've always got to be somehow seeding what's next, right? How you can go deeper, right? Maybe it's labs. Maybe it's, you know, a chronometer type, you know, analysis of their nutrition, whatever it might be. But seeing that they can go, this is what they get for $27. I can imagine what I get from him for the higher price. And then we'll come up with pricing that works for you and them. Right? Now, I got enough people paying me $47,000 that I made about $25,000 just selling that 2-day thing, which isn't small change, right? It's good stuff, right? Sure. So I went into it not knowing if anybody was going to sign up for the next level of program. But even so, I was like, okay, if they don't, I've at least made some money. So we get the volume in numbers, but they're getting to get a feel for you. I've done amazing Facebook challenges for 5 days for totally free, where I gave and I gave and I gave and I gave. And then I offered these people to come into a longer program for $1,000. And a bunch of them paid, 60 of them, 62 to be exact, paid me $1,000. So I gave this free stuff and then I made $62,000 from it. So we have to come up with that strategy for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And we'll do that. Let's just get on the phone one-on-one and I can, you know, map the whole thing out and we'll go back to the notes that we made from the first call that we did. Was that a year and a half ago? It was a long time ago.
For me, it's like was yesterday. I have everything ready down.
Okay, good.
I have been working in the next step of what I should have been doing.
Yeah, it sounds like you have because you've got this little Facebook group going. And right now, people are doing things at very reduced prices to help people with the financial and all that, which is perfect. It's great. But then you have to think about what's your next step from there. How do you, what do you want the, those people to do next with you? Right? Okay. And the percentage will do it.
Okay.
Yeah. You got this. You've got the skill set. You've got the business knowledge. You've done this for a long time. It's just a matter of retooling it to fit with an online model. And you've been wanting to do this for a long time because that, you know, you're working like a maniac and not making that much money from it.
Yeah.
So, right. You don't want to keep doing that. So this is forcing you. So I would say that this has been a very good thing for you. It's because it's pushing you and it's giving you the time to be able to figure it out.
Yes. Yes, right? It is.
So let's just get on the phone and we'll map it all out. We'll start with where we started and then we'll go from there.
Yes.
Okay. I can't wait.
Me too.
Okay. You're welcome. So we're going to go around one last time. How are we doing on time? Okay. Yeah. So we're just about at the end. Let me make sure I'm not late for my next call. I think I have like 20 minutes before my next call, but let me double check because otherwise I'm going to shoot out real quick. Nope. I do. I have about 20 minutes. So I just want once around one thing that you are going to take away from this meeting that you're going to work on. So Allie.
I'm going to set up a powerful filtering questionnaire for free strategy sessions and then have paid strategy sessions for the others.
Great. And do me a favor and text me on like Facebook and just remind me to send you and I'll post it in the Facebook group, the link to my questionnaire. Okay. So Annette.
Yeah. I love the way Allie said a powerful questionnaire. I'm going to do the Facebook post, blog, whatever, on why it's my type one goes out every day in the world and we're not afraid.
Yes.
Oh, we talked good. About that. Yeah.
Yes. I love it. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. That's going to be go over well. I would do both. I would write an article and I would do a Facebook Live on it.
Okay.
I don't know which order, but play around with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is Lisa still with us? Lisa?
Yeah. I'm just going to prepare for the strategy sessions next week.
Okay, perfect. And if you have anything, you know, if you have any questions, just pop me a Skype or a message and we'll help you with it.
Okay. I mean, I have other clients and things, but I just want to, you know, get this right. So
yeah. That'd be great. Thank you. Okay, Julie.
Hi, I'm going to follow up with Lynn on the Optimal DX login. And I still have some follow-ups from my other activities. And I think from the last meeting we had, maybe it was last week with you guys. So on my website. So I'll be
on the website stuff. Yeah. Check out the Avexa thing too. Avexia.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Check out that one too. Okay, great. And Jorge, what are you going to do?
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to copy what everyone is doing. I'm going to try to implement what everyone else is going to be doing. I'm doing the questionnaire. I'm going to open the account to see how Avex is going to work. And I'm going to try to map out. I already have a program that I have been thinking about. And I have other two programs that I would like to have them finished so I could just like tell them about what it's about with you and you can tell me if it's.
Yes. If you get me all that, you know, get me that, we'll set up a time, get me all that written out, what you're thinking, we can fine tune it, you know, and then you go from there.
Yes.
Got it.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Great meeting. Very productive. I feel really good about it. All right. Have a great one. And we'll talk
Thank
to you later.
Thank you.
Okay. Come
at 3 o'clock. I think it is. No, 5 o'clock, whatever time it is. 4 o'clock, the one that we're doing with Sharla. So that might give us some, you get some good ideas. So you should have gotten an email. It's the content call. What time? 4 o'clock. All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.